Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Week number three of the P1 Power Rankings, and I'm telling you what right now, if you got something to hold on to, hold on to it. If you got somewhere to sit down, sit down. If you're already sitting down, strap yourself in. This is, here's what's funny is we all walked in, we went, okay, P1 Power Rankings, you ready? And we all said one form or another, I'm shaking things up. Yeah. Just get ready, kids. I don't know how much longer we're going to do this. Why? I don't.
I mean, I know why. I think maybe we may have to bring it to a close at some point.
Well, I don't want to. I don't want people to get their feelings hurt.
Right.
Yeah.
Because this wasn't meant to be that. This was. You need to know that just by the mere fact that you've come here and clicked on this dumpster fire. You know what I mean? Just to listen to this. We appreciate and we love you so much.
Yep.
And I never want that to come into question. And the fact that we do these stupid little P1 Power Rankings, and that sometimes I think that maybe there are hurt feelings.
Yeah, like for me, a lot of times it's everyone's just way the same. Like there are, I could name 40 other people on this list that I'm like, well, they did this week, but I don't know, this person did this and a little bit more. So it's like, how do you rank all that? It's just tough for me a lot of times.
In addition, by virtue of us getting to know a lot of people that listen to the show,
sure,
you become friends. And a hallmark of Chet and my relationship and our buddies is we flip each other crap. It's just kind of a term of endearment.
Yeah.
So for anybody listening that don't get offended by anything I say, it's all out of love.
Yeah. All of those things. And even some of the people that are named in here, you know, and then they'll go on social media or whatever, and they'll talk a little mess, and you can just tell. So I worry that sometimes that this may do more harm than good.
Yeah.
But with that being said, all right, Here we go.
Yeah.
Week number three, starting at number 10. I will start. Okay. At number 10, Malcolm Subban. You know what? Hey, Subs. Just an hour ago, or whenever they announced it, just re-signed with the Golden Knights. I'm pretty sure he listens. I'm pretty sure we're on one of the presets. So, you know what, Subs? God bless you. Glad you're going to stick around for another year. Hopefully we can last as long as you do. So, go Knights, go. I got Subs at number 10.
I like it.
Kayla.
My number 10 is DLK, Deanna Lee Kaiser, who actually I think last week was my number one. I can't really remember.
How?
Just dropped because the only time I can recall in my head that we heard from her this week, she is a great caller, calls all the time, passionate about the show. But the only time that I really feel like I heard from her was when we were contesting. And I feel like a lot of times, like, I love her opinion on things. I want to hear your opinion on things versus just calling to win prizes. Does that make sense?
Put that on me. She calls for just about everything.
Oh, does she? Okay.
She calls for just about everything. She doesn't always get on the air. I kind of try and spread it around and give other people a chance. So if you're knocking her down just for that, that sucks, but that's on me.
My top seven are pretty evenly weighed, though. So, I mean, it's just basically that.
Yeah, you've
point.
Got some splaining to do a little bit later on. Okay, and Spence's number 10.
Wednesday, before we went on a 4th of July holiday, Gwen called in and said that she liked the songs of the week. And she made me her greatest person. So, Gwen,
you know what? I support that. Yeah. You know what? Give love where love is given.
Thank you, Gwen.
All right, that's fair.
That's very sweet.
All
actually.
Right, number nine, Kayla.
My number nine is John Stewart. Because we haven't heard from him in the last week, other than social media. We just haven't heard from him. He's still amazing. Love the man to death. Still want to hang out with he and his wife on their boat. That's just where I put him this week. Like I said, he'll do something this week that'll jump him back up to the top two. But just this week, just putting him at number nine.
Spence.
I'm going to go with Hot Ryan. Called in a couple of times. And she's positive energy. Seen her on social media, and she gets my number nine vote.
Yeah, she's good people. She's like, I got a nickname. How can I not be in the top five?
Right.
Yeah. She said that. She goes, I got a nickname. Actually, I think what it was, I've got a nickname. Why don't I have a shirt? And we'll work that out, too. By the way, you need a shirt. Dude, hit me up. Just DM me. And if we're not already following each other, that's probably why you don't have a shirt already.
Yeah.
But I can make these. I know a guy. I know a guy. His name might be on him. Yeah. You probably make it work. Number nine.
Yeah.
So we're up.
Yeah.
The staff and management at Shadow Creek. Shadow Creek is the exclusive golf club down there on Losey Road. MGM folks, you got to know somebody to get out there. I was out there for a charity golf tournament over the weekend. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm listening because I'm curious.
There are some people like Carly and Monty and RJ and other folks. It's loaded. If the rating system ever finds its way to the good, hardworking people of Shadow Creek, man, we're going to be amazing. We were loaded with P1s. And that's the cool thing, because here's Shadow Creek. It's this big exclusive thing. And I'm working too, so you know what I mean? But I got to play. Actually, they didn't. They were like, well, we can't really pay. I was like, do I get to play? They were like, oh, yeah, for sure. But the people that work there, you know what I mean? They were the P1s. And they were all like, hey, Chet, what's up? Hey, man, haven't seen you out here. Yeah, you probably won't. You know what I mean? Because I'm not that dude.
Yeah.
But so the folks out at Shadow Creek, awesome. You get my number nine this week. Let's move to number eight, Spence.
A buddy of ours that actually back in the day of No Teal, when we took on the Sharks in the inaugural season of the Golden Knights, he got us a proclamation. It's former Assemblyman Elliot Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
He and I become kind of buddies, and sometimes he didn't have time to call into the show, and I guess it doesn't matter, but he'll text stuff. I think he texts Chet as well, just different comments on what's going on.
Yep, on occasion.
Well, Elliot, I haven't heard from you.
Do you have your number?
No, he messages me jokes every once in a while, which is very sweet.
Well, then you've heard from him. Yeah. I don't know. What are you doing?
I'm just saying, not as often.
What? You know what? Don't knock down his vote. Don't knock down what Spence is doing.
I'm just saying, maybe he would appear on my list if he messaged me more.
Well, you know what? There's always one person every week that I screw. Elliot, this week it's you, brother. You belonged on my list.
I got your back, Elliot, and it's always nice to have an attorney in the top 10, I think.
So. Smart move.
Yeah. I agree with you. Kayla, number eight?
My number eight is The Fish, for obvious reasons. God, I love The Fish.
Just eight?
It's, again, like I said, my top seven are pretty
evenly.
What
else does he got to
What's
do?
What's wrong with you people? Yeah, what does he need to do? He's been begging for
it. Shadow Creek one.
I'm just asking you. I felt that I very eloquently explained it.
So here's the thing. Hot Ryan 2, who we mentioned a few minutes ago, Hot Ryan and The Fish were both tied for eight. And I was like, I just got to decide on one. So I put The Fish there because I've jipped in the last couple of weeks. So
and
I
Hot Ryan gone completely.
I want to put Hot Ryan on there, but I don't have enough room.
A little higher voice gets when she's trying to argue her point.
Yeah, when she feels trapped.
Yeah.
So you did Elliot. She did Fish. Mine is the my number eight is the guys who are doing the best they can, but all they can do is social media. And God love you, Salty
Good
Dan.
Point.
God Salty love you, Dan, Salty Dan. And God love you, Wayne the Flagger. You're tied at number eight for me this week. You're doing the best you can.
Yeah.
But you know what? But I did, for me, and I just kind of tried to stick to this, was it was people who were well-rounded. That were the people who get the higher votes, were the ones who do call, and they do show up, and they do all those different things.
I like that.
So listen, but Salty Dan and Wayne the Flagger, I love you. We've got, in theory, we've been told, we've got 500,000 listeners every week. You guys are in the top 10. You know, that's
impressive.
That means something. So that's that. Number seven, Kayla.
Valerie Diwa, I hope I'm pronouncing her last name right. Her and
because you love her so much.
Well, no, here's the thing.
Because you guys are so tight.
We actually just met. we just met, and her and her friend, and I think it's Kim from Channel 13, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. I'm gonna butcher it because I was at
Kim
Red
who
Rock
from Channel 13.
I don't know.
Channel 3.
Channel 3, possibly.
Kim Wagner.
No. Oh, okay. I know Kim Wagner. This was different Kim from one of the news stations. Anyway, they came up at Red Rock on Saturday night. We had a lovely conversation for about 4 or 5 minutes. I was in the middle of getting ready to do the countdown. We couldn't hang out much longer, but Valerie sent me a bunch of photos on social media. They were straight up, I want to be best friends with Valerie. She's amazing. So, and shouts out to Kim for having really cool bangs. So Valerie is on my number 7 spot this week.
All right, cool.
You guys didn't come to Red Rock. They came to Red Rock to say hi.
I'm not disagreeing.
No, they offered that to me first. That's an inside joke. Right. It's an inside joke that every time somebody has, Kayla goes, yeah, they offered that to me first. And I did.
That's pretty cool.
I did it twice.
Chose not to do that.
Apparently, that's,
once is it just happens. Twice is a trend. You're a double math major. You know this. Don't act like you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we at? Have you done number 7 yet?
No, I have not.
Please do.
I'm going with DLK, and You've Done Nothing Wrong, Deanna Lee Kaiser. I just decided to shake it up a little bit, and actually, you know what?
Oh, arbitrary screw job. I love it.
When you blatantly had to come on the air and tell us that you took out backpacks to AD's thing, that was sucking up.
It did make me question ever so slightly. That was the best part of her weekend.
Yeah, right.
Best part of my weekend.
And I was hedging when Chet called her a suck up, jokingly, obviously. But then after thinking about it, no, you have to suffer for that. Not for giving backpacks. That's awesome. But I'm going to knock DLK down to 7.
DLK has been going through some stuff. She hasn't divulged, but
we love you.
We love you so much.
It's highly possible that might have been the one part that made her feel great. But I get it.
No problem.
I got you. I support that. And even if it was just the arbitrary screw job, because I've been doing it not on purpose. Dilly, so like I said, Elliot, I'm sorry. 7 for me. Queen of the first pick, Brandy.
Dropped down a little bit, huh?
But you know what? Holiday week. So that's the thing. It was a holiday week. The 4th of July, we were gone for 4 days. It just felt like she had fallen off, because that's her strong suit, is the social media and calling in.
Yeah.
And it just felt like she had, whatever. Holiday, big deal. Holiday week, number 7, what do you care? I mean, honestly, Brandy, what do you care? Moving to number 6, I'll start there. Hot Ryan. I thought Hot Ryan deserved a top 5. I just couldn't find a way in my heart. If you look at at the sheet that I kind of wrote everything out on, like my top 5 has been crossed out and rewritten in 4 different times. I was trying to find a place for Hot Ryan. She deserves to be in the top 5. She actually asked to be, demanded to be in the top 5.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
I like that.
I kind of dig that. She did call in and contributed well. She wants a shirt. She's on social media. Hot Ryan wants to be there. Hot Ryan deserves to be there. Hot Ryan will be there.
Hot Ryan in whatever.
But not this week.
No.
You were saying, are you at number 6?
I am at number 6, Wayne the Flagger. Did nothing wrong. We just didn't hear from him too much. So thank you for putting another sticker on your flagger stand.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. So, Wayne the Flagger just dropped down a little bit. Again, top 7's pretty much even.
It's tough for Wayne. It's tough for Wayne. Nobody loves his show more than he does.
That is true.
You know what I mean? There are plenty of people that love it as much. Mm-hmm. Nobody loves it more. It's tough for Wayne. So it's noted. It's noted. And like we said, this is all in flux. Mm-hmm. This all, it
He's
ebbs.
He's amazing. So.
It ebbs and flows, which brings us to Spence's number 6.
I'm giving it to Jay Stu, John Stewart, and I'll tell you why. It's tough to match his passion. Online, he calls. But on the suck up factor, he was nice enough to bring drinks last week, which is awesome. You don't have to ever bring us anything.
No.
We don't require it. But he brought me a Diet Mountain Dew. And while normally that's awesome, I'm trying to quit the nectar of the gods because it gives me the belly fat. and he knew it, and he gave it to me anyway, which tells me he's trying to take a dig at my belly fat. So, Jay Stu, down to six.
Yeah, you get to be number six for calling Spence fat, you son of a bitch.
If I ever see you in public.
See, can we do that on the podcast? What? I can say son of a bitch on the podcast.
Yeah, you can say son of a bitch.
We can. Well, no, I didn't know if there was standards and practices that they wanted.
There might be, like, but...
Well, you know what? For purposes of this. And how often do you get to do it? I like how it sounds in my headphones. Number five. Is it my turn?
No, you went first last time.
I did. So, Spence, five.
I'm going to put Wayne the Flagger there. He's always, you know, powerfully involved, as we've said before. And we appreciate the pics with the stickers on the signs and all that stuff.
Awesome.
Social media stuff's great. We love you, Wayne.
Yeah, there is no rhyme or reason to any of this. And this is the part that worries me. Is I don't want people, and I don't want people to stop calling and stop like, well, it won't make a difference because I won't be in the P1 power rankings. And it was a holiday week, you know. I don't know. Number five, Kayla.
Jesse to show Phila for me. He tweeted out a photo where they were in Florida, and he was wearing his Chip Buchanan show shirt. Honestly, I didn't know where I was going to place Jesse this week. I knew he was going to be top 10, but I wasn't sure. And as soon as he posted that and said, oh yeah, I'm looking for Kayla's family here in Florida, I found that very, very funny. So yeah, top five for me.
Same. Could have deserved better. Number five, Jesse the show Phila.
Yeah.
Probably could have deserved a little more. Yeah, great stuff on socials.
He's funny.
Called as much as he could. I don't know what his schedule really is. I haven't checked the cameras lately. But I love Jesse the Sheffield.
Yeah.
I really do. Just number five for me this week. Let's move to number four, Kayla.
Brandy, the queen of the first pick. I put her there. She is pretty strong on social media. We talked a couple of times this week just talking about different bits. So not so much calling, but like you said, holiday weekend. So I just put her there.
Yeah, it was all just weird. Four, Spence.
Four, for the first time in my top five, I'm going to put Hannah from Northtown.
Hey.
Much like Hot Ryan, she seemingly is demanding to be in the top five, and I kind of like it. In fact, if you're listening, and I would love to see in social media, #, I demand top five.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm telling you. No, seriously.
You know what? Yes. Yes. And don't say it to anybody else. Let them either figure it out or...
I demand top five.
#, I demand top five.
Well,
and no top five votes unless we see it.
That's funny.
And I think it's a good way to see who is listening to this podcast. So
yeah.
#, I demand top five. I think Hannah from Northtown has earned it, and I'm going to put her at four.
My number four is the Fish. Along those same lines, deserved it, earned it. You know, has had some ups and downs the last few weeks trying to get through. He called out Jay Stu just this morning.
Did he really?
For, finger on the button, ready to call in for Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown. Where you at, Jay Stu? I love it. I love all of that. I love Fish. We love you all. I'm not trying to be a beauty queen. Fish, glad to see you in the top five. Wanted to be there, should be there, is there. We'll see. I don't know what's the final. Yep, should be there. At the end.
Come to me for number three.
Okay, then. Hey, I got an idea. Spence, who's your number three?
Everything you just said. Fish.
Bang! You know what? Remember what you just said about Hannah from Northtown? Hey.
Yeah.
She's my number three.
Oh, really? Okay.
Nice.
She was also, just so you know, and you may or may not know, I'll just say she contributed in a way this week that no one else did. That absolutely no one else did. Now, you take that however you want to take it to the show. But Hannah stepped up large this week, and she gets my number three. Kayla, number three.
My number three is Angie Morales. She called in, I think, twice last week at the beginning of the week. And we talked several times over the holiday break and just catching up on things. She's hardcore still into the show. You know how some people just fade out after a while and you feel like you don't hear from them? And then Angie and I talked and she's like, I miss you guys. I love you guys so much. And she listens every day.
I haven't heard from Angie Morales since the Oscars.
She called me twice at the end of the week last week. So
personally, I haven't heard it. So if they suck up to you individually, they will get you.
This is about my ranking. So we group it all together at the end to kind of get the numbers right. So I'm just giving you my ranking personally.
Understood. Yep. Knowing if for you want to make it all about you, that's great.
And we've talked about like a Morales. She's always in there somewhere. She's really passionate.
She's not in my top 10 this week, but that's, you know, because Malcolm Subban is.
Yeah. And the entire staff at Shadow Creek
and everybody at Shadow Creek. Dude, if you'd have been there, you'd have them in there too. If you'd have been there, you'd have been like, hey. No, because they were talking about Firework Fire Jerk.
I love that.
Carly, I sat there with Carly for a solid 15 minutes. Her dad used to be in radio in South Dakota.
Oh, okay.
So that, are we to the top two?
Yep.
Number two.
For everybody, number two, I'll start. Number two, Jay Stew.
Jay Stew.
I don't know what y'all talking about with this other junk.
He called me fat.
Oh yeah, that. You know what?
It should have been
my number one.
That's not nice at all.
My 10 through 4 are all the same, so.
As what?
Well, that's why Jay Stew kind of just ended up being my number 9 because
I'm not done yet if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
If I may.
Please elaborate, sir.
He was explaining his. I was just explaining mine. That's all. I'm sorry. He was anyway.
We haven't gotten to his number 2 yet.
He was explaining the Jay Stew placement. I was just trying to explain my placement. That was all. I apologize. I didn't mean to take your thunder. I apologize.
No, it wasn't my thunder. I just don't know what's happening right now. Anyway, Jay Stew is solid all the time. He was my number 1 last week. Didn't really do anything to change that. A great dude. Contributes in all areas. But you're right. Has he gone too far? No. Too much is never enough.
He's a good guy.
Too much is never enough, and I know it comes from a good place. Spence, your number 2.
My number 2 is Brandy, the queen of the first pick. Yeah, for all the reasons we've talked about before, she's very active and she's a nice woman and she's an educator. She deserves a pat on the back.
Bang. You know what? Solid. Now, Kayla, I don't know what you were talking about before, but it's time for your number 2.
Hannah from Northtown is my number 2. Great caller, period. Done. She's just good all around.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's hustling. It's a lot. She's trying to move her, she's trying to move up. She's trying to contribute in the show.
Yep.
Which is great. Now, Kayla, I'm saving you for last because I'm very curious about this.
Okay.
I've got DLK at number 1. She was number 1 last week. She's done nothing at all, in my view.
You're right.
To fall down that list at all. Kayla had noted that she didn't hear as much. That's on me. She'll call in for just about every bit.
Oh, okay.
I don't know that's necessary. However, for me, I guess kind of like talking to Angie Morales for you while we're off and you're having, you know, side conversations with Morales.
Yeah.
And that pushes her up your rankings. I guess the idea that DLK calls in to the show for every bit.
And you see it and everything. And yeah.
I know she's there. Right. I know she's rocking it.
You can't argue with it.
All right. So then, Spence, you're number 1.
I'm going to go with Jesse the Show Filler because here's why. Homie works out of town. I don't even know what he does.
I don't either.
He calls in from Spokane, and then he's in Florida. But he's got his Chep Buchanan Show t-shirt on. He's tweeting pictures of him on roller coasters with it.
Funny, right?
Yeah.
And he's a funny guy. The name alone is a playoff for old producer Davey the Show Killer. And he's had that forever. It's his moniker. So Jesse's number 1.
Self-proclaimed. Yeah. I love somebody who makes their own character.
In a way, # I demand top 5. That's what Jesse is about.
Yeah. Honestly,
I guess.
If he called a little more often.
Yeah.
And again, I don't know what the hell he's doing.
Yeah,
I don't know what he does.
Him.
So that he may be in the Wayne the Flagger and Salty Dan
right
area.
Yeah.
But I don't, I would push him up. That's solid. And now I'm interested, and no less love, but okay, you're number 1?
Chloe and Jeff. So Chloe and Jeff came to Red Rock to say hi. And actually, I was giving them some grief because they keep showing me photos of like their brand new house that they just got because they got married last year and got a new house. And they invited all of us to come over and see their new place and have dinner at their house.
I've not you guys gotten this invitation.
This is me officially passing along the information to
God,
you guys.
July 4th. What's today? The 9th? Huh. All right.
I love Chloe and Jeff so much, funny. And I left them off my list last week, but again, top 10, it's hard to, like, place everyone, and of course, Jeff and Chloe, they were just giving me a ration of crap about it, so I was
if there was a final exam for P1 Power Rankings, what did I learn today? Suck up to Kayla individually.
Screw
the show. Screw the show. Don't forget about the show. Suck up to Kayla individually.
Mm-hmm.
Makes those That's points.
Awesome.
What did we also learn? Apparently, you have to visit Chet at a golf course in order to do
No,
that.
No, I visited them.
Yeah, they were
and they spoke to me about how much they love the show. See, there's the... I appreciate you trying to clap back on that, but you're outgunned here.
They invited you guys. Chloe and Jeff invited you guys. I feel like it's the same thing.
I've yet... Does that voice go real high again?
Keep going.
When was that invitation coming?
They told me, and I was like, oh yeah, I know, we would love to. So
I got, you know what? I don't know for me if Chloe and Jeff belong at number one. But obviously, like we've talked about.
The power couple.
They should never be, we should never, ever mention them again without calling them the power couple.
But it's one of those people like because they didn't make my top 10 this week, neither did Morales.
No.
But they could any given week.
Anytime.
Yeah. So, you know,
No, I love them. I'm just questioning the number one.
That's right.
And it was mainly,
No, you made your point. Are we done? The number one? Good. Okay, so here we are.
Yeah.
All right, here are the final results. So,
this is all shook up.
Oh, no, it's tight. It's crazy this week. So, by virtue of a number one vote from Kayla, Chloe and Jeff, the power couple, are tied at number five.
Okay.
Wow, first time ever.
First time ever.
Good for them.
DLK, by virtue of the single number one vote and getting hosed by you guys.
That's fair. She got hosed.
DLK. Wait. Here's the deal. So by points, Chloe and Jeff power couple and Brooks the Fish.
Okay.
Fish, because you know how we do it. Have we ever explained? We go 5-4-3-2-1. If you get a vote in the top five, first place vote is worth 5.
Yeah.
4-3-2-1.
Yeah.
And then everybody else just receiving votes outside of the top five. So Fish has 5 points. Chloe and Jeff, the power couple.
By virtue of the one.
By virtue of the one. First place vote. How fun is this?
That's
very funny.
So they're tied for fifth.
Okay.
DLK also has 5 points. But I put her at fourth because she was last week's number one.
Got it. Okay.
And Chloe and Jeff, the power couple, and Brooks the Fish, have never been in the top five before.
No.
So I made the call.
That's awesome.
Do we agree?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Totally.
If we weren't all so far apart, I'd say hands in. So, by the way, Jay Stu, out of the top five.
Oh, no. He's going to kill him.
Wayne the Flagger, out of the top five.
Oh.
Wayne the Flag received 1 point.
I know, right? Mad.
I know. Well, we said it was shaking up.
# I demand top five, Wayne.
Morales received points. Also receiving votes, Salty Dan, Elliot the attorney, Congressman Elliot. What are we going to call him?
Well, I like calling him former Assemblyman Elliot Anderson.
Former Assemblyman Elliot Anderson. Receiving votes.
It's so wordy.
The staff and management of Shadow Creek Golf Club.
Awesome.
Malcolm Subban.
Yes, of course.
And Gwen, all receiving votes. Hot Ryan was on two of the three ballots, also receiving votes.
Awesome.
Okay, so here we go. To these. So we got five and we got four. In third place, the queen of the first pick, Brandy. Second place, By the way, DLK not in the top five.
No, she made it to four.
Yeah, you put her. Four.
Yeah, well, you bumped her up ahead of the.
Sorry, she was a four. Yeah. My bad. All of a sudden I was looking at who was missing. Whew, thanks for saving me. Because all of a sudden I was like, oh my God, how'd that happen? Brandy, the queen of the first pick at three. Jesse the show filla, 1 point ahead at two.
Wow.
First time in the top five. First time at number one, Hannah from Northtown.
Yay!
Hey! Congratulations, Yay! Hannah from Northtown.
Wow.
Again, God, we love you all.
Yeah.
And we love doing this.
Oh, man.
And coming in and playing around and bickering and whatnot.
Yeah.
And get to say son of a bitch. And, you know, I don't think we could say F.
No, we can't. We can't say F. We probably could say S and A.
Shoit.
Yeah, I think we get away with some of that stuff.
Yeah.
Which one?
A.
I don't want to
say it.
Ass. I can say ass.
Oh, boy. Kayla, no. that was Kayla going, no.
Was her belly?
No, not me. All right, well, that's probably enough. How long is this one?
That's 30 minutes.
Oh, good Lord. Goodbye, everybody. Bye.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.